This is the Poetry Magazine podcast for the week of February 27th, 2017. I'm Don Scher, editor of Poetry Magazine.
I'm Christina Pugh, the consulting editor for the magazine.
And I'm Lindsay Garbutt, assistant editor for the magazine. On the Poetry Magazine podcast, we listen to a poem in the current issue.
Gwendolyn Brooks's poem, The Sermon on the Warpland, begins, "And several strengths from drowsiness campaigned, but spoke a single sermon on the warpland."
Malaika Booker used those lines to write A Golden Shovel in the February issue. A Golden Shovel is a poem where the poet uses the words in a line or two of another poem as the end words in a new poem. So each line in Malaika Booker's poem ends on a word from the Gwendolyn Brooks lines.
The form of the golden shovel was invented by Terence Hayes several years ago when he used the words of Gwendolyn Brooks's poem, We Real Cool, as the end words of a new poem. Later this month, in honor of the centenary of Gwendolyn Brooks's birth, the Golden Shovel anthology, New Poems Honoring Gwendolyn Brooks, will be published, and we're sampling some of the poems in our February issue.
Booker's poem is called A Parable of Sorts.
I wanted to explore what we do to deal with the psychological effects of racism or racist taunts, and how we maybe exercise that in the night, in dance halls, or how music enables us to deal with that.
Here's the poem.
A parable of sorts. We danced to rancorous tunes on spiked ground, and our knees sang with each puncture, so that several agouti colonies, melanic in our russet strengths, learned as wild rats to scurry or guard ourselves from skin spite. Immune from nocturnal drowsiness, we strong-bellied creatures assembled, campaigned, gyrated to blowed trumpets and cradled songs. But us black rats, with our rogue swagger that spoke of foreign ports, pranced our survival shuffle in night's murky dance halls. Each step, our single prayer. Each jab, our benediction. This tart sermon contained our septic hurts and lean swaggers. On the strike of dawn, we skittered from shadows, the redeemed, walking day's straight road into warpland.
The difficulty in writing A Golden Shovel, or maybe just the choice, is how much the poet is going to interact with the original Brooks poem, or how that poem might affect the new poem. And I think for me, in this poem, you know, I reread Sermon on the Warpland, and I think the last stanza of that poem was particularly effective in understanding or thinking about this poem, because that stanza begins, "Build now your church." And she writes that it's not about building with materials, but build with life, love. And I think thinking about this poem and about dancing as a sort of prayer and the dance hall as a church, wherein all of these sort of benedictions can happen, is a really effective moment for me, effective with an A.
Each step, our single prayer. Each jab, our benediction. This tart sermon contained our septic hurts and lean swaggers.
Malaika Booker emphasizes this with the, first of all, calling it a parable of sorts, and then using the religious language throughout the poem, the sermon, the prayer, the benediction, even the blowed trumpets has a sort of religious.
And the blowed trumpets and cradled songs torques the religious language by putting it in the past tense. In other words, the trumpets aren't blowing. They're blowed trumpets and not cradle songs, as it were, but cradled songs.
We strong-bellied creatures assembled, campaigned, gyrated to blowed trumpets and cradled songs.
And that part about the trumpets and the cradled songs, you know, is followed by,
but us black rats with our rogue swagger that spoke of foreign ports pranced our survival shuffle in night's murky dance halls.
The swagger that spoke of foreign ports. I mean, you can sense in just a few words and in the intonations of this poet the movement of people all over the globe. I mean, so it's not like you're saying, it's not like you build a church and you go there and you're there forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about people who are moving through the world, moving into and through the new world, so-called, so that the sermons and, you know, she says, this tart sermon, containered, our septic hurts and lean swaggers.
Yeah, it's very powerful. And I think that's part of how it's thinking differently about a lyric poem. It's not the sort of assumed one voice, you know, monologic utterance, right? It's not just one voice speaking. It's a plurality of voices that can happen through a poem that is a lyric poem. So it's not just limited mm-hmm. to, you know, one person's perspective, one person having to be a spokesperson, but there's a way in which through this physicality, this dancing, as Lindsay was saying, dancing is prayer and all of that, that it just seems multitudinous and sort of multifarious.
And that makes this poem slightly different from a sort of conventional lyric poem, because the drive that's in it is also reflected in the metrics of the poem.
On the strike of dawn, we skittered from shadows, the redeemed, walking day's straight road into warpland.
I mean, that percussiveness of it's like the feet of the poem are literal, the walking mm-hmm. day's straight road into warpland. I think it's a great accomplishment because the you know, among the things that's so interesting about the Brooks poem is that word warpland. You know, it's a word that sticks with you and sticks in your mind. You can never sort of dislodge it once you've encountered it. And to be able to take that distinctive word from a distinctive and very well-known poem and then do something with it is to me, it's remarkable. I mean, the Golden Shovels do this at their best. You know, they carry forward something of Brooks's work, but distinctively, without, you know, sort of imitations or a kind of, you know, rhetorical piety. But that mm-hmm. I think she would be proud of these poets, because it's almost like as students of her work, they have learned how to reinvent what they've been given. You can read A Parable of Sorts by Malaika Booker in the February 2017 issue of Poetry Magazine or online at poetrymagazine.org.
You've been listening to the weekly version of the Poetry Magazine podcast. We'll have another episode for you next week, where you can get them all at once in the regular Poetry Magazine podcast, which is posted on SoundCloud.
Let us know what you thought of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org.
The Poetry Magazine podcast was recorded this month by Stephen Dotchek and produced by Curtis Fox.
The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. I'm Lindsay Garbett.
I'm Christina Pugh.
And I'm Don Scher. Thanks for listening.